Hey everybody, before we get started, I just wanted to register a quick apology for the gap. We had a microphone failure, and I had to redub about 20 of the upcoming episodes. Fortunately, our backup mic worked, but it didn't sound as good, so I had to do some ADR. Fortunately, I learned to do that back in my indie film days, so it doesn't actually sound awful, but I figured all of you deserved an explanation of why we disappeared for 2 weeks. So, thank you for your patience, and on with the show.
I'm wiped like COVID toilet paper.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Well, you wouldn't know it by the question count, because there have been a whole lot of episodes that aren't questions. In fact, when I tell you what I'm about to tell you, you'll be able to figure out exactly how many episodes weren't questions. This is episode 999. Since this podcast started back in the fall of 2016, was it?
I think it was 2015.
Really?
Yeah.
In the fall of 2015. Now, for an everyday podcast, that's about half what it should be. So we're actually averaging, I guess, an episode every other day. But still, 1,000 episodes is nothing to sneeze at. And I am someone who loves to sneeze. Don't look at me like that. It's a fun thing to do. You get like all prickly in your nose, and it's kind of exciting.
I keep telling you to stop snorting pepper.
But I like it.
This is what happens when we can't afford cocaine.
Pepper's a better high. Tomorrow is episode 1000 when we start the Gail Carriger block in celebration, but we thought maybe it would be good just to have a quiet episode to thank everyone here. A lot of you have been with us since the beginning, and many of you, when you found us, went back and listened to all the episodes from the beginning because you came in during a drought and you wanted stuff to fill up the time, or you just got curious and you went back, or you're a completely...
Or you're OCD completionist nuts.
I wouldn't know what that's like at all. I just can't understand that sort of thing.
It took me forever to get started watching Doctor Who because I was convinced that I needed to start from the first Doctor.
The reason I didn't start either.
And several of my friends online convinced me that I could start with Eccleston and it would be fine.
In fact, starting with Eccleston, that's all you ever really need is Eccleston. He's the best doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we don't want to get into a religious argument on the podcast.
Yeah.
1,000 episodes, man. 5 years, almost. Holy shit. Well, let's see. 5 years, and how many novels out there? I know of at least 30 novels that have kind of gone to completion during this podcast, and I know there's a lot more. Those are just the ones people have asked me about and that I've later seen on shelves or occasionally someone has sent me. But you guys are fantastic. You listen to this and you take the stuff that's valuable and you throw the shit away that isn't, and I'm sure there's a lot that isn't because I talk a lot of shit, and you use it to amp up your own creative drive, and that's just the best thing in the world for me.
That is pretty great.
I'm going to regret this, but how about some host accountability, or how many books have I done in that time? So Suavrob 2 and 3, Hadrian's Flight,
Wolf of Venus,
the new nonfic I just finished yesterday.
I did
Bodies in the Basement during that time, didn't I?
Yes, and you wrote the first of the Cobra Con books and rewrote the next two.
Right, so I did the Briggs Defection, the Orenthal Deception, the Hartman Gambit. Blood and Weeds was also during that window, wasn't it?
I think so.
Blood and Weeds. And the two Everyday Novelist books.
The other Clark Lantham that is almost done. Are we talking about finished or
finished? Okay. Yeah, I've got a couple that are hanging fire halfway through. So that's 12.
There's that one YA book that is finished, but on.
Right.
But okay, so on my desk.
13. 13 in 5 years. It's not great. It's not bad.
No, it's better than me.
I don't want to handicap myself just because things have been nuts. Because, you know, there's only so much time in life. But 13 in 5 years, not too bad. Not great. Oh, Tales of a Lombard Alchemist. So that's 14. So, as far as host accountability, I'm doing not as good as I want, but at least I can be honest about it. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. The people that I've gotten to know through this cast, the Tim and JR and some of the interviewees, like Kevin Tomlinson, and people that I had run into before but got to know better because of this cast, like Alan Sale. And a lot of you, I only know your first names because, you know, you write in first names. Oh, gosh. Okay, look, it's late and we're recording this sort of the night before. So my brain's a little sticky. So let me grab some notes real quick. There's Jeannie and Melissa and that...
Simon!
How could I forget Simon? And that fantastically ballsy kid who wrote in 2 years in a row to use me to do his homework. And Sharla, oh my gosh, yes.
And regulars like Tim and JB and Ian and... Oh God, who else? Indiana Jim. And then the people we haven't heard from in a while, like... Roland and Vega and Sarah and Ian, who've made up so much of this show, and the newer folks like Brad and and we haven't heard from Lisa in forever. Indiana Jim, who can forget a name like that, right? Chuck and Fox, Tammy. I'm not even hitting. Everybody, I'm sure. I mean, there have been 1,000 episodes, but... Whew.
And such great questions. Pushing me... and Kane. Pushing me to explore interesting things in public that I might not have gotten to for years before. Or that, you know, forcing me to verbalize things I've been thinking a lot about. You guys are fantastic. And I hope that we can continue doing this, I don't know, for another 1,000 episodes. But at least for another 200 or 300. And have it continue to be a really good, useful thing. Those of you that have supported us too, and literally that has saved our lives on two occasions. Just the little bit of extra has saved our lives twice. So you guys are fantastic. And I mean, look, we're going to read all your names because there's just, you deserve it.
Herb, Peter, Ed, Simon, Ruth, Jeannie, Mark, Grace, Johanna, Angie, Celine, Scott, Eric, Ian, Melissa, and I love this handle, Ironsides4570. Big Ed, who's been with us almost since the beginning, and those of you that have helped out from time to time, like Tim, Jack, Melinda, Stephen, Eve, Cariad, Cooper, Nicole, Rebecca, Amy, Stephen, Maurice, Max, Inwe77, Step Back, Sean, Peter, John, Vega, Chuck, Ben.
And then the sponsors we've had, like Bundle Rabbit, which sponsored us for years before it went down for retooling, and Archivos, which is sponsoring us now. And, you know, of course, Dave Robinson's a fabulous supporter of the cast in all sorts of ways.
And a fun guest.
And, of course, Gail Carriger, who comes on from time to time to stir up the shit with me, one of my best friends in the world. She comes on to play. In addition to all the fun and all the creativity and all the great ideas and all the talking and getting to know all of you guys, having this to come back to during the last few years, which have been really, really personally rough, has been one of the great bright spots in my universe. And then a couple of years ago when Kitty decided to come on, instead of just watching me do this on my own and thinking I was crazy, that upped the whole game to a different level, because now she looks at me when I start to get all too far off in the bullshit. She gives me this look, and she jumps in, and she, oh boy, yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
It's been fun joining in. I really enjoyed the Nano Gangbang.
Mm-hmm. We're doing it again this year.
And we're doing it this
year. And Gail's coming along for the ride this year.
That's going to be a delight.
And I think one of our teenage friends is coming along for the ride, too. It'll be her first time riding anything. But I don't want to make an announcement yet because I'm not sure. Because if she doesn't show up, we'll have a free slot. And so we'll be offering that to those of you who are patrons to see if any of you want to join us.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I'm hoping to finish a writing project this November.
Excellent!
Last fall, I got more written on one story than I have, or one novel than I ever have. I've written some very, very short stories. I enjoyed that, but I would like to finish. What was I saying?
What you have enjoyed about this? What things stick out? This is listener appreciation. You know we have listeners, right?
We do?
We do.
It was just the two of us.
No, we did. The few hundred people listen to this every day.
I enjoy the questions that get philosophical and delve into thought processes and history and ideas. I do, of course, enjoy the technical and craft questions, but in some ways, if you're not actively writing, the craft questions only make a certain amount of sense. And after the first year of craft questions, the new ones don't seem to go into new territory. They seem to be repetitious. And I'm sure that if you're actually writing, you're getting more depth and
yeah
and whatnot. But I'm like, that sounded like question number five? How is that different? Okay, well, you have a slightly different answer and whatnot, but they sounded about the same to me.
Every time someone sends in a question like we've done before, I mean, there's only been one or two questions that I've ever like said, nah, we've done this enough, because there's almost always more to the story than what I came up with the first time. And quite often the way someone will ask the question the second time or the third time brings me into a different part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they argue with me, which is great because that means I get to learn stuff too.
Mm-hmm. But the philosophical questions, they really engage no matter what kind of art you're doing or whether you're doing any kind of art. It doesn't matter what your craft is. The philosophical questions really get into stuff that is important for anybody who's trying to be creative. Or even who's just trying to live. And I love those questions. And they often result in deeper conversations afterwards.
That's true. Sometimes we talk for days about some of the questions that come
yeah.
in.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that it's a largely apolitical island in the storm.
Yes.
I know.
And he said, an apolitical, not a political island.
Right. An apolitical island. I know from talking personally to a lot of you that there are people listening to this from all corners of the world and from all ends of the political spectrum, not just the left-right spectrum, but the authoritarian-libertarian spectrum, the liberal-to-identity politics spectrum, the whole bit. And the one thing that we can all meet over coffee for, metaphorically, is talking about art and craft. And this is the stuff that makes life worth living. Politics is important to making sure civilization continues to function and maybe even gets to functioning a little bit better from time to time. But the stuff we talk about here is some of the stuff that makes life worth living. And it's nice to... Nice is the wrong word.
It's peaceful.
It's peaceful to have a place where that stuff isn't part of the normal discourse. I'm not apolitical, but I am kind of anti-political. And so that tension is one that it's hard to live with. And this thing here is one of the wonderful parts of life that just isn't political. And you guys have all helped make it that way. You bring yourselves to the show in the questions and the feedback and the comments and the pushback. And I get to have contact with all sorts of different people that I'm really glad the world has in it.
Yeah.
5 years. I think we can... What can we do to make the next couple of years still valuable and vibrant on this thing? We are bringing back the Nano Gang this November with a mostly new cast, well, about half a new cast of characters.
Mm-hmm. You and I will still be there.
We will still be there.
I would like to do more series. I really enjoyed the deep characterization series.
I need to turn that into a book.
And one you did on Heinlein Juveniles,
mm-hmm.
right after you wrote Hadrian's Flight. I like these series that are themed around a particular topic or a particular type of craft where you get really deep into a thing.
I'd like to do more of those too.
Yeah. And they elicit some of the most interesting questions.
They really do. But yeah, that's a good idea. So if you guys out there in listener land have any ideas for series that you'd like, send those in too. In addition to questions, comments, pushback, and death threats, we do get the occasional death threat. Those are entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to keep this space as a place to laugh, rest, and grow.
Yeah.
So that there's at least one healthy part of the universe.
If you've sent in a request for a series in the past, go ahead and send it in again, because we tried to keep track of those for a while, and we sort of lost track.
There was a hard drive crash, and it was on the one part of the hard drive I didn't think to back up. Desktop notes. Turns out they don't back up with the documents folder. Learned that one the hard way. But we'll keep trying to keep it vibrant. And if you guys keep coming, we'll keep making them. And since we are now 999 episodes in, almost 1,000 episodes in, I kind of feel justified now in asking for a favor from all of you. Tell your friends. This show gets great word of mouth when it occurs to people to talk about it, but we haven't done any really major publicity pushes. A few years ago, I asked you all to review it on iTunes, and we got a lot of great reviews on iTunes, which is fantastic. But the world has changed a little since then. Now there's Stitcher and a whole bunch of other listening services. If you can review us there, that's great.
Review us on Spotify.
On Spotify, yeah. But if you can tell your friends, anyone you know that is writing, if you're part of a writing community, pimp the show from time to time. Help us get fresh voices in the chorus, because they're what keep it vibrant. That doesn't mean if you've been around, we don't want you coming on and soloing from time to time. Please, if you are still here, stick around. We love hearing from you. My apologies to anyone that I've corresponded with, either briefly or extensively, that sent into the show that I didn't remember off the top of my head. I really should have taken more extensive notes for this episode, but it was a spur-of-the-moment thing when I realized that all the other episodes we recorded to get in before the Gale Carriger set are all, like, two-episode packages and things like that, and we needed a one-episode fill, and it occurred to us that we hadn't sat down and said thank you in a while, and we really should have. Thank you all for being here, and for enriching our lives, and for allowing us a place at your table.
And for entertaining us.
And for entertaining us, and letting us entertain you. We'll keep at it as long as you're here listening to it. And join us tomorrow for Gale Carriger, and we'll see you then.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.